But now in the studio, I'm going to welcome Victoria. Hi, Victoria.
Hi.
Thanks for coming in today. Let's start by talking a little bit about your past. Where did you grow up and what really attracted you to the music industry?
I've always been in music. My dad's also a singer, so I've grown up with a lot of music in the house. I was raised more or less in Ringwood. And then emigrated to France when I was 14.
Did you? What was Dad's type of music? What was Dad into?
Eric Clapton, Neil Diamond, Beatles, anything like that.
Okay. So you're saying you started in Ringwood, then you moved to France. So tell us about the move to France. What was that like?
Difficult. And I think music definitely helped me adjust. It was always something that everybody in France was listening to English music, so it was a common boundary between us.
And what took you to France? Was it just family's work or...?
It was my dad's job, yeah.
Okay. And whereabouts in France were you?
Halfway down left-hand side near La Rochelle.
Oh, I know it well. A lovely area, actually. It's very nice down there. Quite a, it reminded me a little bit of the North Coast, because you get a lot of the surfers down that neck of the woods, don't you? And you've got, opposite Rochelle, you've got Île de Ré. Is that right?
That is right.
I like it down there very much. I haven't been down there for a while. So when did you first start realizing that you wanted to be a singer? When did you first start performing?
When I was at school, and I loved performing anyway, and then because my dad was on stage and I saw that, it made me think that yes, singing live is actually an opportunity and something possible for you to do.
And where did you start? So you started to play in France, presumably in places in France.
Well, I started at school and I was quite lucky that my English school did quite a few musical activities outside. So we performed at Winchester Cathedral and the Winter Gardens in Bournemouth, which is now no longer there. And then when I went to France, I started with my dad doing one song, then a few songs in the middle. And now we're pretty much doing it 50-50 or I do it on my own.
That's very good. So so dad's still performing now?
Yes.
She said with a slight smile on her face. But you get the bigger crowds, obviously.
No, I think he gets good crowds.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
And so if his musical influences were things like Neil Diamond and stuff like that, what about yours? What music did you grow up with as a teenager that you loved?
Britpop, definitely. Musical theatre and probably a bit of country in the early 2000s.
A little bit of, and who would that be country-wise that you enjoyed?
Brad Paisley, Carrie Underwood.
Okay.
A little bit of Leanne Rimes.
Very good. No, I love a little bit of Leanne Rimes as well. And I was reading, I think, that when you were out in France, you also did some shows in Disneyland Paris as well.
I did.
So what did you do there?
I played a cowgirl in a country band in one of the restaurants.
Wow. And when did you start then getting into recording music and writing your own material?
Writing my own material probably when I was 16 to 18. That's when I started. And then my dad actually sold a house to an English guy down the road who was into music, wanted to do more recording and writing. And somehow we just joined forces and started a team of...
So your first recordings were done a couple of years back, is that right?
Well, actually, they were first recorded in 2016, 2017.
Oh, okay, so it's going back a little bit now.
It's going back.
So I'm going to jump right forward now because we're going to start by playing your latest track. So this one came out...
On the 19th of May.
On the 19th of May, and the title of the track is called Still a Long Way to Go. But tell us about the meaning behind the track.
Well, it's about... two people and being able to support each other. It doesn't matter what relationship you have between each other, but knowing that you're going to support them and they're going to support you in anything that happens in life.
So it's come out 2 weeks ago. How's it doing at the moment for you? Getting quite a few streams?
Yes, it's doing twice as well as my last single. So.
That's always good to hear, Victoria. let's play the new track from Victoria now. This is called Still a Long Way to Go, available on all good music platforms.
Winds prevail and see how far I shall.
The first track that we're playing this afternoon from Victoria Simmons is called Still a Long Way to Go. Very deep lyrics on that, actually. Very deep and meaningful lyrics, because you're only a youngster.
Not quite that young.
But writing, you know, and understanding how to write, I think you develop as you get older. But that's let's call it a very mature track lyrically.
It's about, well, I suppose my mum and me together, I suppose, is more what it is, but everybody can take it for themselves in a way that they need it.
Got it. So you've said that you've just released this new track called Still a Long Way to Go. You've had quite a busy year this year, I think, though, as well. So tell us about how you've been promoting the tracks and what you've been up to.
Well, in February, I released Last Dance in the Rain. Then I came over to England in March and have been doing a lot of open mics around the area, Weybridge, Sunbury-on-Thames and Walton, and then released this one on the 19th.
And have you enjoyed the open mic experience? What's that been like for you?
So much fun.
Yeah?
I've met a great people, and there's such a great musical community in the area that it's been great to be a part of.
And sorry, tell us about the venues that you've been to for open mic nights.
Hampton Hub, Bar 39 in Weybridge, the Grizzly Bear in Sunbury, and the Light Cinema in Addlesden.
And do you have to book for these, or do you just turn up literally with a guitar and play? And
It's preferable to book first. I mean, if you turn up and there's already loads of people, the chance of you getting to sing is very limited. So I always recommend, if you're going to go to one, then definitely book.
Interesting. Okay. And we'll talk about the way that you record. So you were telling me off air that you've got your own home recording studio, which is great. And talk about the process that you go through. I mean, what comes first for you? Is it a lyric in your head, or is it a chorus that you think of, or is it just something, maybe a riff? How does it work?
For me, it's some lyrics. It may not be a whole song, but it's an idea, a few lyrics, and an idea that, okay, in the chorus, it's just going to go di-di-di-di-ding, and afterwards you get together with a collaborator and you put those ideas in motion. He might pick up a guitar and say, a bit like this, okay, it's in this key, and we build it up from there.
And how long does the process take, on average, do you think, to get a track ready?
We've done it in a week.
Wow.
But we've also done it in a year.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can relate to that one with the son at home, but it's great. So you also, beyond just singing, you also do some voiceover work as well, I think, and podcast work. So tell us about that.
Well, for podcast work and radio, I'm with Siren Radio for Lincoln University.
Okay.
And then my voiceover work, I do anything from animations to audiobooks.
And what do we know? Anything we know that you've done or not? Anything that's...
Not that you know of now.
I think on your website, what was it on your website? It was release of a new season of a program. Was it called The Elder Gates?
No, that's the episode. Yeah, it's okay. The Catterson Chronicles. It's a YouTube fun Doctor Who off fan fiction.
And
type.
And you're just doing a voiceover for that, or you're playing a character?
I'm playing a character.
Tell us about the character.
I play Morgana Le Fay.
That's a posh name.
Yeah.
Tell us about Morgana. What sort of character is she then?
Well, it's the Arthurian legend, Morgana, and you start off doing a voice that's very soft and quite menacing, and then at the end I manage to get to do a scream and angry voices, which is quite fun to do.
I bet it is. So you're doing voiceovers, you're doing your how often is your podcast with Siren Radio then?
I do Midweek Drive every Wednesday evening, so I start at 5 this evening.
Better get going. You haven't got to go to Lincoln though, presumably.
No, all by Zoom, we're okay.
That's all right, you're okay. So not in too much of a rush.
And then on Fridays, I do Lincoln University again.
Okay.
And I've just started doing the sci-fi section.
Wow.
Because they found out the other day that I was quite into Doctor Who.
So it's your bent. You're really into sci-fi.
I am. And then they decided that one of their podcasts that comes out on Friday, they decided I'd be brilliant for, and now I get to look at all sort of different films or TV programs from Joe 90 that was in the 60s.
I remember Joe 90.
Yes, and tomorrow we're doing Doom Busters, or is it Doom Bet Day?
Could be.
It's
yes.
From the DC Marvel comics. Okay. I only got the email today. So
you're still working on that one.
It's still work in progress.
Brilliant. Well, you keep yourself very active and very, very busy. Let's play some more music from you now. This was the previous single then, Last Dance in the Rain. Tell us about that one.
This one is to do with dementia or any problem, anything that's affects your memory.
Okay. Last Dance in the Rain. This is Victoria Simmons.
Blowing gently through the leaves.
That's a track called Last Dance in the Rain from Victoria Simmons.
Let the breaking cloud share the first ray of sun. Feel the warmth of your voice, let you know that you're the one. Music making you smile, you've tuned for a while. A place that you love, place that you know, with Brooklyn's radio.
So we've played two tracks from Victoria so far. The new single, which you can download now, it's called Still a Long Way to Go. And that track was called Last Dance in the Rain. So you've been promoting the songs as you've gone on by doing the open mic nights and stuff like that. Victoria, tell us a bit about the other side of the business, because the promotional side is so important around tracks. How do you go about getting the right social media packages together? What do you use and how do you do it?
Well, when I first started, I had no clue about what I was doing. And I actually went on a marketing advice and course, basically, to tell me all the different things that I can do, what not to do, especially. And they help you find all these things, tell you what to do with your social media. So I'm on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and Twitter, and getting reels to people as well, and how different things are important for different people, and telling your story.
It's a lot of work, though, isn't it?
A lot.
It takes hours upon hours upon hours. So you focus on all of those you just mentioned in different ways, in different forms.
Yes.
Can you gauge the level of following that you're getting from that?
Yeah, I do best on Facebook and Instagram. Facebook I like because I can actually have an interaction with people and they can ask questions, or I can tell them all the events that are coming up. But Instagram is so much more obviously about the photos, so I can show them that I've been at Brooklyn's Radio and I've been at this open mic and this is what happened and come along next time.
Okay. And you're using TikTok as well, you're saying?
I attempt TikTok. I'm not going to lie, I'm terrible at TikTok.
Well, it's hard though, isn't it? I mean, it's very hard also to get a presence because everyone's doing it. So how do you break through when there's so much stuff going out there? I know that we've had other guests in there. Even just the loading of tracks onto Spotify, 60,000 tracks literally go up a day. Mm. It's a phenomenal number of tracks. So to get noticed in that environment, very, very tough. What's the ambition for you?
To at least be able to make a living from music in some sort of way, whether it be on stage, recording.
Great. Okay. And you're still keeping up the acting as well?
Yes.
So potentially you could move over into that environment as well if you want to?
Yes, I do a lot more musical theatre.
Okay.
Than straight acting.
Straight acting. Let's talk about, Let's Do Happy, was that an EP? Is it a number
yes.
of tracks that were brought out?
Yes, and that was 10 tracks.
10 tracks, okay. Yes. And in fact, the next track I'm going to play is Touch the Stars. Was that part of that or was that separate?
It's the original track is part of the 10 that came on the first EP, but you're listening to the acoustic version, which was done a little while after.
Okay, and this has been quite successful for you, I believe.
Yes, it's my top track.
Well done. Let's have a quick listen to this one. Victoria Simmons and Touch the Stars.
She had the face of an angel, but the emptiest eyes, and she was drawn like a pilgrim. Celebrities' lights, looking out for a big name, fame and luxury squaring her sights. And she ain't gonna leave alone tonight. And she says, I don't wanna touch the stars. Said I just wanna stand in their light. I don't wanna touch the stars. Just wanna get with somebody who might. You gotta know your limitations.
petrified, and I don't want to touch the stars. Not tonight. He was built like Adonis. He was carved out of stone. There ain't nothing behind it, just some muscle and bone. He come to me to find lady, like the one in the diamonds and fur, and make himself indispensable to her. And he says, I don't wanna touch the stars. Said I just wanna stand in that light. I don't wanna touch the stars. Just wanna get with somebody who might. You gotta know your limitations to keep you ahead of the fight. And I don't wanna touch the stars. Not tonight. Oh, turn your head around. Don't you want the things in life money can replace? When comes the day that you're too old to play, what will you do then, when you're not the pretty face? They're not even listening. Sense and reason are well out of sight, 'cause they ain't gonna leave alone tonight. And they say, I don't want to touch the stars. Said I just want to stand in their light. I don't want to touch the stars. Just want to get with somebody who might. You gotta know your limitations to keep you ahead of the fight. And I don't want to touch the stars.
Talking to local artist Victoria Simmons. That's the acoustic version of a track called Touch the Stars. And that one's done pretty well for you. Talk to us about the EP and what was on the EP.
The EP is a collection of songs that I needed to express and words that I needed to express at the time, whether they were really happy or something that had happened. Teddy, for example, was written for a friend whose baby died after 3 days.
Oh, dear.
So anything that I wanted to express at that point in my mid-20s suddenly burst out on a first recording.
Must have felt great to get that. It was 2016, you're saying, yes. So it's a little while back. Must have felt great to get that first set of tracks out, though. Good feeling to be in the industry. You've got the new tracks out at the moment. So you've had Last Dance in the Rain and the new track, Still a Long Way to Go. What's coming up? What's the plan for the future before we lose you? What's happening?
Well, hopefully in the next few weeks, maybe month, I will be going to Frankfurt to record a new song. Maybe do another one with this collaboration, but certainly doing that.
Okay, and when would we expect to see that one maybe release then?
I'm hoping midsummer.
Okay, still catching the sunshine, which is always good to get good tracks out. And do you know the title of the track yet or not?
Doubt Love.
Doubt Love, that's a new track to come. We wish you the best of luck with that one. If people want to find out more about you, Victoria, where do they find you? How do they get hold of you?
If you want to go on Facebook at Victoria Simmons Music, or TikTok at Victoria Simmons Music, again.
Okay.
And Instagram at official_Victoria_music.
Good luck in Frankfurt. Let's hope that the new track comes out well for you. Congratulations on the latest track out. Still a long way to go. Thank you for coming to the studio today.
Thanks for having
me. I'm going to end, Victoria, with a track from that 10-track album that you put out called Let's Do Happy, the original version. This has got a sort of country feel to it.
It does. This is because I was listening to so much country music at the time, and I thought that that was a great style of music to be expressing a happy.
Okay. Thanks for coming in again, Victoria. Let's end today with this one. Let's Do Happy. It's Brooklyn's Radio. We're on DAB across Northwest Surrey, online across the planet, on our mobile app from the mobile app store, and on smart speaker too. And we've been talking to Victoria Simmons, a singer-songwriter, British singer-songwriter, and producer of indie music. Thanks to Victoria for coming into Brooklyn's Radio this afternoon.